Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of History Every Day, where we look back on the most interesting and important events that took place on this day in the past. This is episode number 282 for April 7th, and we're going to start off in 1906 when Mount Vesuvius erupts and devastates Naples. And then in 1943, the National Football League makes helmets mandatory. And finally, in 1954, United States President Dwight D. Eisenhower gives his domino theory speech during a news conference. I'm Austin Dahl, your host as always. Let's get into it and let's see what we can learn today. On April 7th, 1906, Mount Vesuvius, one of the most notorious and active volcanoes in the world, located near the Bay of Naples in Italy, erupted in a violent and devastating event. This eruption is among the many that have occurred in the volcano's history, with Vesuvius being best known for the catastrophic eruption in 79 AD that destroyed the Roman cities of Pompeii and Herculaneum. The 1906 eruption led to significant destruction in the surrounding areas and had a profound impact on the city of Naples and its inhabitants. The eruption began on April 4th, 1906, and reached its climax on April 7th, when Vesuvius expelled a large column of ash and smoke that spread over Naples and nearby towns. Lava flows and pyroclastic materials were ejected from the volcano, causing destruction and loss of life. The result of the eruption was more than 100 fatalities, with many others injured or left homeless. The exact number of casualties varies according to different sources, but the impact was undoubtedly severe. Buildings were destroyed and agricultural lands were covered with ash, disrupting the livelihoods of thousands of people. On April 7, 1943, the National Football League, or the NFL, took a significant step towards enhancing player safety by making helmets mandatory for all players. This decision marked a pivotal moment in the evolution of American football, reflecting a growing awareness of the need to protect players from head injuries and concussions, which were becoming increasingly common in the sport. Early football helmets were made of leather and provided minimal protection. Over the years, helmet design and technology have evolved significantly. Today's helmets are made of advanced materials designed to absorb impact more effectively and reduce the risk of head injuries. On April 7, 1954, during a news conference, United States President Dwight D. Eisenhower articulated what would become known as the Domino Theory. This theory played a crucial role in shaping U.S. foreign policy during the Cold War, especially in relation to Southeast Asia and other regions of the world deemed susceptible to communist influence. Eisenhower's domino theory suggested that if one country in a region fell under communist control, neighboring countries would inevitably follow, like a row of dominoes falling one after the other. The domino theory posited that the fall of Indochina to communism, comprising modern-day Vietnam, Laos, and Cambodia, would lead to the spread of communism to neighboring countries in Southeast Asia, such as Thailand, Burma, Indonesia, and Malaysia, and potentially beyond. This theory was grounded in the belief that countries on the periphery of a communist state were more susceptible to falling under communist influence. Thank you so much, everybody, for tuning in to another episode of History Every Day. Please give the podcast both a rating and a follow on Apple and Spotify, and I will see you all tomorrow for some more history.